Hello, and welcome back to SAS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 198.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from our 200th episode. So as a reminder, if you would like to be featured on that episode, you can go to our website, sassstoriesarcasm.com, and there are buttons on almost every page now where you can leave a message up to 90 seconds, I believe, and just let us know what one of your favorite episodes or topics or anything like that from our first 199 episodes. And if you want to leave a message longer than that, just do it twice and I can put it all together in editing. And yeah, well, we're going to be highlighting some of our favorite moments from the podcast. I've already been compiling a bunch of them. Brian doesn't know what I've pulled so far. So that'll be fun. And that's in 2 weeks. So try to get your recordings in by July 8th. If you do it a little bit later, that's okay. But yeah, we're going to be recording it on or around July 11th. So yeah, let's see. What are weekly updates, Brian?
Well, first weekly update is we finished the Kenobi series. This was a big project of mine to expose you to some culture, some American culture.
Some Star culture. Wars
culture. Yeah, no, some Star Wars American culture. Yeah, it's American culture. Not American history, but American culture. anyways, yeah, so I exposed you to the main six movies, and then we watched the mini-series.
And I'm done with Star Wars stuff for now.
Yes, I mean, you are done. Fine. There's plenty of other content out there, but I don't need to... I don't need to bombard you with it. There's basically decades worth of content.
It was fine, but I just don't want to watch any more Star Wars stuff for right now. Sorry.
That is totally fine. Now I believe you have the pick of whatever culture that I need to be receiving.
Yeah, I mean, a week or so ago, you'd already watched High School Musical before, but had you watched High School Musical 2 and 3, that was a ton of culture
yes.
for our generation that you didn't know anything about. So that was huge. Probably bigger than Star Wars.
Yeah, that's maybe.
One of the biggest franchises.
Uh-huh.
let's see. Also this weekend and all like the last few weeks, since it's been much nicer, we've been going a lot more walks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the Ballard Locks quite a bit. There's a huge boat there this weekend. It was actually a free slice day at Pagliacci Pizza Place in the Seattle area. And so you could get two free slices, and one just opened up in Ballard across from the locks. So we got our free slices, and then we just hung out at the locks for a few hours, watched a bunch of boats come through. It was such a nice day on Saturday, so that was really fun. And also been walking just around our neighborhood, and there's been quite a few missing cats lately, which is unfortunate.
Right, we just see their missing cat signs on, you know, the telephone or telephone poles, and we're just like, oh, yep, okay, another missing cat. And then one time when we were walking up on our walk, we saw a cat, and you know, I'm like, oh my goodness, this might be one of the missing cats because it didn't have a tag and it looked a little old, and yeah, I went back, I found the missing cat photo, and I'm like, okay, the cat's right there. I just saw a missing cat photo. I'm going to go take a picture of it. And then when I took a picture of it, and then when I came back to see if the cat was there, it was gone. I know, I should have just held on to it or something.
We walked up and down that block like probably 7 or 8 times. We're like, here, kitty, kitty, like, you were just here. Where'd you go? Like, the cat kept coming up to us, and then as soon as we just walked down the block to find the sign, couldn't find it anymore.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
Yeah.
Brian just wanted the rewards, but, you know.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it said reward, welcome. No, but I also wanted to reunite, you know, a cat with the cat owner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I'm a good person, you know. I'm not just in it for the reward. But, you know, I'll have to keep my eyes peeled because the cat's still theoretically out there.
There's two cats in the neighborhood that we've seen signs for, so I've got to find them.
Yes.
Yeah. So for our first topic, I wanted to note that my 6-year shuntiversary is coming up. So that's the anniversary of my most recent brain surgery. It was on July 1st, 2016. So that's pretty exciting. And the Hydrocephalus Walk is actually coming up for Seattle in a few months on September 17th. But in the meantime, what's pretty cool is the Hydrocephalus Association has done this a few years, but you can actually bring support to the Hydrocephalus Association without spending any money. And here's what you can do. Between now and July 26th, each time you share a brand opinion, $1.50 goes towards supporting the Hydrocephalus Association, up to 75 reviews. So you can actually donate up to $112.50 without actually donating any of your own money at all. And it only takes like a minute or a minute and a half for each review. I think this is the third year they've done it. But to get started, what you can do is you text Hydro, H-Y-D-R-O, to 90412. And then you just select that you want to be contacted by email and text. And then you select the city you're walking in, so Seattle. And then you enter the first and last name of the participant to credit. So you can either put down my name, Mary Conyard, or register for the walk and then have it go towards you. And so if you raise up to $75, then you get a t-shirt. So this money could go towards you getting a free shirt. And just be sure to put in your exact name or my exact name or whoever you want to credit so it can go to the right person. But yeah, again, just text Hydro, H-Y-D-R-O, to 90412, and you have about a month to get all the reviews done. I did about 10 of them so far, and it took me like 15 minutes to get them all done, and there's every single brand you can think of.
It's a very easy way to, you know, donate money to a cause without actually spending money.
Yeah, it just takes a little bit of your time, but if you ever have like, you know, a little bit of downtime on your lunch break or when you're like on a bus or whatever it may be, it's pretty easy way to donate without donating any of your own money.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSS podcast to start your trial and choose your book today. Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy. Also, this past week was the NBA draft, which is super exciting. As you know, we had five players originally saying they were going to go to the draft this year, and then three of them pulled out. So we had two Zags. We had Chet Holmgren and Andrew Nembhard. And Brian, do you want to go into a little bit of detail?
Yes, I'll go over Andrew Nembhard first.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrew, he was the second Zag in this NBA draft to be called. And he came out for the Indiana Pacers in the second round. He was their first pick, and he was our point guard, and we're very happy to see him go off to the NBA. Mm-hmm. He averaged 11.8 points per game and 5.8 assists per game while running our offense, which was one of the top offenses in the country. And, you know, also the reason why I picked him first is, you know, he was the point guard that helped all the other Zags, you know, look good and, you know, score their points. He helped Chet get into good positions to score, and he helped, you know, Corey Kispert and Jalen Suggs, who were sent last year in the draft, to, you know, be able to present themselves as worthy of the NBA as well. And this, you know, with Andrew and Chet also, this will be the second year where the Zags have sent two players consecutively. So yeah. That's pretty cool. And yeah, we're starting to get really good top talent. And
and it's the second consecutive year that we've had one top five draft pick per year. So Jalen Suggs last year and Chet this year. And weirdly enough, they're from the same high school.
Yes. Mini Ha Ha. Yeah, oh, no, no, no. Yeah.
Mini Ha Ha Academy. Yeah.
Yes. And then our other pick, of course, was Chet Holmgren. He came out as the second pick overall. He was the highest drafted Gonzaga player in school history, just beating out Adam Morrison, who was number three, who set the record in 2006. So go Chet. He came into the college last season being the highest ranking prospect and pretty much lived up to all expectations. He pretty much did everything. He dunked, he blocked shots, and he shot three. So he pretty much could do everything. Looked a little scrawny, but I'm sure he'll lift some more weights in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, and he's only like, what, probably 19, maybe 20?
Yeah, exactly. So he was drafted. Right? Yeah, he is still growing. So he was drafted by the Thunder as, like I said, the second pick. So we'll have to see how his career blossoms in the NBA.
And his muscles, too.
And his muscles. And aside from the two Zags that were drafted, I just wanted to mention that Seattle, the city itself, also sent three of its standout players.
From UW, just people who are from Seattle. Yes, UW yes. Don't have anyone.
Yeah, UW, there was actually a different article that was like, why is UW not getting any of these players? but no, Seattle actually sent three of the Seattleites that played in Seattle, like in the high school or surrounding areas, to the NBA in the first round. So these are good. This is not just going to the NBA. There was Paolo Banchero, who went to O'Day High School. He was the number one overall draft. And, what's unique about him is he has tattoos of the Seattle skyline on one of his arms. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
And he played at Duke, right?
Yeah, he played at Duke. He showed up to the draft in actually a purple suit. And he said, I wore this color because everyone gave my parents some heat for me not going to UW. Hmm.
Interesting.
So this was my way of saying I'm sorry, which is kind of funny.
But I mean, he had a way more success at Duke than he would have had at UW.
Yeah. And then there was a player whose name was Eason, and he grew up in the Seattle area and attended Garfield High School. He spent his also junior year at Federal Way High School, so that's in the surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool. And then we have B Champ. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that name right. Sorry if I'm not. He went to Yakima Valley High School, I believe. So all.
And where did he play in college? Do we know?
Oh no! Yeah. Oh, sorry. He played. He played in Yakima Valley College, and he went to his high school was Rainier Beach High School for his junior season. So that's where he was coming out of and where he started his basketball career. So that's three Seattleites that got drafted in the first round, which is really cool, actually.
Wait, like, so you're saying that there's a guy from Yakima Valley College that is going to the NBA?
Yeah, that was Beecham. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive then.
Yes,
college.
It is a very small college. He went, like, I'm reading just this little blurb about him. He took a very weird route. He started off at Yakima Valley College, and he accepted an offer to play in the G League, where he then averaged 15 points in the G League. And then when you're in the G League to start off, you can then apply to be in the NBA draft. It's just another way to get into the league. Small beginnings, Yakima Valley College. It doesn't matter where you start as long as you get noticed somehow, which is kind of cool. But, just once again to congratulate Andrew Nembhard and Chet Holmgren for a job well done. And we wish them the best of luck in the NBA.
Yeah, we have so many players in the NBA now. Like,
yes.
We're adding like two per year on average the last
we're
few
taking
years,
over.
So it's good. I mean, yeah, it's pretty impressive. And I always like when the Zags going to play against each other or are on the same team, which
yeah,
is
it's
pretty
really
exciting.
cool. It's really cool. And you know, a lot of these Zags are very have good longevity in their NBA careers. Like there are some that like have been around for, you know, when we graduated that are still in the league, which is pretty good because there's a lot of turnover. So good for them.
And last but not least, I wanted to cover this brand that I actually started using about 6 months ago. So last week on the podcast, we were talking about how long it takes for products to decompose. And Brian was all over the map, and honestly, they were all over the map. But about 6 months ago, I started using this brand called Blue Land. It was created in 2019, and they create sustainable home goods and hygiene products, including hand soaps, home cleaners, dish soaps, and laundry products, and also most recently body wash. And it's made from plant-based formulas, and all of their products come in reusable bottles and are shipped in recyclable cardboard. They said that plastic's been found in 100% of marine turtles, 59% of whales, 36% of seals, and 40% of seabird species that have been examined. And they also noted on their website that by 2050, scientists predict that the ocean will contain more plastic by weight than fish.
Oh, wow.
And so their products have so far helped to eliminate over 1 billion single-use plastic bottles from landfills and oceans since 2019, which is pretty impressive. They also were on Shark Tank. I don't remember if they got a deal, but anyways, their products are made without water and single-use packaging and have been carbon neutral since 2020.
That's so cool.
So about 6 months ago, I actually bought the Clean Essentials kit, which is three acrylic reusable bottles for their multi-use or multi-surface cleaner, their bathroom cleaner, and their glass and mirror cleaner, and then also has a reusable glass bottle for their foaming hand soap. And to be sustainable and eco-friendly as possible, they have designed its cleaners as tablets that dissolve in hot water. And these tablets are packaged in compostable paper. And so in the kit that I got, it's $40. You get the three acrylic bottles and the glass bottle for the soap. And then it also comes with one tablet for each of those. But after that, you don't have to buy any bottles again. The tablets cost between $1 to $2 per tablet, depending on how much you buy at a time. But it's so much cheaper than buying,
The
cleaning supplies.
bottle, yeah.
And so because, the size of the tablets are much easier to ship, but mostly because they don't ship water. And if you think about it, any soap or cleaning supplies you are buying have mo are mostly water, and that's a lot of weight. And so
Yes.
if they're shipping little tablets and it's in compostable materials, then it saves a lot of space and, makes it more eco-friendly and cheaper for you. So this is not sponsored at all. I just thought it was a really cool brand. And just wanted to mention that.
You know what, Mary? You've sold me on it. I actually haven't bought any of these, but every time you mention that, I think it's super cool. So I will tell you this: next time I'm buying hand soap, I will get some.
That's what happened to me. So in like January, I was like running out of my cleaning supplies. I'm like, I've heard about this brand, I'll just buy it. And that way I only have to buy tablets moving forward after I buy the original kit. And so most recently I just had to reorder and buy some more soap. And so bought some new soap tablets, and that's what reminded me to talk about it on the podcast. I don't remember why I didn't talk about it before, but thought I'd mention it. It's called Blue Land. There's no like coupon code or anything, but it's still a really good deal and good for the planet. And I like, and they have, you know how people also want to have like scented hand soap depending on like the holidays or like that. They do have like more like neutral scents for any time of the year, but they also have like Christmassy scents and they have summery scents, so you don't lose
Ooh,
out on that.
peppermint, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, just wanted to mention that. That's all we have for this week. We've been barbecuing a bunch on our roof, so after this podcast, we're gonna go barbecue some hamburgers. It's like 90 degrees in Seattle today, so exciting stuff. I mean,
Yeah,
it's
we'll
only
try
like,
to stay cool.
yeah, it's actually 90 degrees right now. It's at 5:30 p.m. when we're recording
Oh,
this,
no.
so maybe we'll wait to eat dinner until it's a little cooler.
Yes.
But last night we made some kebabs, which were very, very good. Just some chicken with some Spiceology on it, pineapple, and then we got a fajita kit at Safeway, so we didn't have to like buy separate onions and peppers, and they were already cut up, and it didn't have any like as much waste
Yes,
and
that is a great point. Definitely recommend it to anyone that has access to a grill. It's super easy. You just buy your chicken breasts, and then you can buy this pre-made fajita kit. And then we also had like
Got it at
pineapple,
Safeway.
because pineapple's great. And that's really all you need. And you
And
need like the
skewers.
skewers, of course. You can't just throw it on the grill. But that's really all you need, and it's really healthy and pretty cheap too. So
Yeah, it was so good.
I definitely recommend it. It
We have
was
enough
definitely a good
supplies to make
discovery.
them again later this week, which definitely we'll be doing. So,
Yes.
hope everyone has a good rest of your week, and don't forget to leave a message on our website if you would like to be featured in 2 weeks on our 200th episode. Can't believe it. And enjoy the nice weather.
Yep, bye.
Bye.